Clifton House, the next point of interest on this trail, was demolished in the late 1950s. Should you have looked to the left of the Two Brewers Inn in the 1950s, rather than looking at a wooden fence as you do today, you would have been confronted by Clifton House, a large Georgian-style building standing between the Two Brewers Inn and the Carlton House Club. Clifton House, the next point of interest, was a very imposing property on the High Street. Early details of the building, its purpose and its occupants are difficult to ascertain. In 1891, John Hamp, an estate bailiff, and his wife Elizabeth lived in the house, whereas in 1910, the house was owned by Annie Cooper, who resided there. By 1936, Horace Cowley, a shoe factory owner, had moved into the house with his family. The family still had a presence there in 1951. The ODHS is indebted to descendants of the Cowley family for providing the following group of photographs of the building, which includes a view of the billiard room at the rear of the house. The property was converted into flats in the 1950s, some of which were leased to American servicemen stationed at the Chicksands base near Bedford. Later that decade, the building developed substantial structural faults, with major cracks clearly visible on the southern face of the property. Sadly, the building was demolished during the late 1950s. The plot now belongs to the Carlton House Club, next door to the left, and performs a useful role as their beer garden. Maybe a different decision would have been taken today, which might have resulted in the building being repaired and restored. Some 60 metres further along the street will bring you to the former lace factory, the next point of interest.